Having adequate land is essential for your farming needs. But should you buy or rent these acres? Weigh the pros and cons on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Got your eye on farmland that just came up for sale or to rent. Making the decision to own it or lease it has many dimensions and can't be made lightly. Craig Askam is an Extension Agriculture agent at North Dakota State University. He says whether you rent or buy, learn all you can about the property, especially the productivity and cropping history. Renting is usually a cheaper option and involves a short-term contract, but it's critical to know what you're getting.
Why is it being offered for rent? Is it because it's been mismanaged in a way that it's very unproductive as far as mismanagement, as far as chemical inputs or fertilizer inputs, which would really limit your ability to which crops you could grow on the type of land?
Buying the land is a long-term capital investment, and you're building equity into your operation. You also have total management rights of the property. But with that control comes responsibilities that a renter would not have.
If it's been mismanaged, then obviously you have to get that land back into production readiness. If there's any water or drainage problems, you take that responsibility. Any zoning laws or anything like that that's on the land, you're responsible for all that.
Askam also emphasizes expressing your concerns and thoughts with others involved in the operation and talk about what happens if you, as a landowner or renter, are no longer a part of the operation. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on making the decision to rent or buy farmland at agriculture.com.